live at ATIA. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with the Code Factory here. A lot of excitement, 4.0 just officially released. We got one version for Windows Mobile and another for Symbian, and a lot of new exciting technology, especially for people who like to switch around their phones or travel. So let the guys here kind of tell us what's going on here. 4.0 out. How's it going? Just, what, 1 or 2 days, though, right? It's pretty recent.
Yeah, just yesterday it came out. We've been kind of watching the feedback, and so far it seems pretty good. There's been a lot of demand, and it's been a pretty popular release. It's been pretty well anticipated, and so far we're pretty pleased.
Okay, so talk about the authorization. I know that's one of the big things that changed. I'll let you, after that, go into what you think are the latest enhancements. But the authorization is very interesting because I understand you can tie it to a SIM card, right?
Sure. Well, yeah, we can tie it to a phone number, which is almost the same thing, but it's a little bit more flexible than that. We've actually got two modes. There's the traditional mode, which lets you tie it to a specific device, which we call fixed license. And that's for someone who doesn't really plan to change their phone, just wants to keep the same phone, regardless of whether they travel or not, for example. They just want to keep the same phone no matter what. And then there's the new version, which is called phone-based licensing or portable license. And that's for someone who really changes handsets a lot, even someone who changes back and forth between, for example, Symbian and Windows Mobile. So if I've got two phones, one on each platform, and one phone number, I can take my license and activate it on one device and then the other, and then switch back and forth as much as I like, as long as I keep the same phone number. So for someone that likes to upgrade a lot, likes to try new devices, likes to switch around a lot, that's a good option for them.
Yeah, I know a guy who's got 22 Symbian phones, so...
As long as he has one phone number, he's just fine.
Yeah, that he does. So he's got one in use and 21 standing by, I guess. So what else, what other enhancements have you brought out in 4.0?
Well, it's the cross-platform support, which for the first time you can take your license back and forth between Symbian and Windows Mobile phones. And we've worked a lot to make sure that the product works the same way on both platforms. So if you've got one version for Windows Mobile and you go to Symbian, you can, the same commands will work, the same keyboard layouts, and the same touchscreen commands will work on both. So we try to make it as easy and flexible for people as possible to switch back and forth. The touch support is another big change. For new devices that are coming out, a lot of them are touchscreen based. And so we've come up with a really flexible and, we hope, intuitive way for people to use their touchscreen devices. And again, it's the same system on both platforms. So you can navigate all the device's features if you have a keyboard and a touchscreen, or just a touchscreen.
So how many devices, touchscreen devices, are you currently supporting?
That's a good question. On Symbian, we've got probably four devices that are out now. On Windows Mobile, I'm not sure how many the total number is, but that's definitely the tendency for new devices to come out. That's a pretty predominant trend in the design of the devices for touchscreens to be more popular.
And what are some of the Symbian phones?
Well, the N97 is one that we support. There's the 5530, the 5800. And then on Windows Mobile, there's the... What are the Windows Mobile phones that are touchscreen?
HTC Touch Pro 2 or the AT&T Tile 2. We have the HTC Touch Pro. There's lots of them.
Yeah, I'm sure that will be expanding. That's the future.
Sure.
How does this... Maybe you can't answer this question. I know a lot of people started out with the iPhone and then walked away from it, but
right. How
is it similar or different from... Or does that depend? Is there really a difference between Symbian and Windows Mobile in the way that they deploy touchscreens?
No, I think it's on our Mobile Speak 4 system, it's actually pretty similar between the two, which I think is a big advantage. In terms of comparing with the iPhone, I think the iPhone does basic operations, sort of simple operations, very well. For someone who just wants to navigate the screen and doesn't want a lot of control over things, at a basic level, it works pretty well, which I think is why a lot of people try it, and then, as you said, they walk away at the end of their 30-day trial and say, you know, it's nice, it's interesting, but it doesn't really give me what I want. And so I think what we do is we open up a lot more applications, a lot more control, a lot more flexibility. Things like Braille support, for example, are much better in Mobile Speak than in VoiceOver. You can use VoiceOver, you can use the speech and magnification at the same time, which you can't do with the iPhone.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. You either have to use speech or magnification, and someone with low vision who wants the benefit of speech can't do that. That's a very good point.
That's exactly right. So I think for an intermediate to advanced user, I think it's an easy choice. For a beginning user, I think the VoiceOver solution is pretty good, but I think pretty quickly they'll advance to the point where they hit the limitations and they'll find themselves wanting something a bit more powerful.
So I'll put you on the spot here and ask you, what would you recommend? I'm intrigued with the idea of a combo QWERTY touchscreen design. What would be a good phone in that venue?
I think the N97 is a good option for that, for example, for Symbian. And it's a pretty good combination because for basic screen navigation, you can use the touch commands. But when you come to typing emails or SMSs, for example, you can use the touchscreen virtual keyboard, but it's usually much faster to use a QWERTY keyboard. So I would say on Symbian, the 97, for Windows Mobile.
And for Windows Mobile, probably the HP Glisten from AT&T. Yeah. That would be a good one.
Okay. Do we know the cost of these? Or, of course, I guess people could probably go into contracts if they went to the States.
It's probably contract-dependent. It's dependent on the provider, I think.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to share with us?
No, I think just that we're excited about this release, and we've been getting a lot of positive response here, a lot of demand, and we hope people will go to the website and download it, give it a try for themselves.
What about the cost here, outright versus upgrade path?
The cost is also dependent on the provider. I know AT&T's got one specific arrangement in the U.S., but it depends also on where other distributors have different prices and different upgrade policies. So I would just say, check with your local distributor and see what their upgrade policy is.
I know outright, Pat, I think when I bought 3.11 or whatever it was, $295, or I saw upgrades for $148, which I think was a temporary. So do we have prices of existing owners like myself that want to make that upgrade, or did I miss out because I didn't do it yet?
I think the upgrade time is probably passed, but I think some distributors may be willing to extend it. Again, I would just contact each distributor and ask them for sure.
Okay, we'll give the contact website, maybe any phone numbers you like, if you have any U.S.-based retailers, or
sure,
are you just referring them back to the stores?
Yeah, I would say go to www.codefactory.es, and there's a selection there where you can pick your country and get a complete list of all the distributors and all their contact information, so that would be the place to start.
Okay, I'm sorry I neglected to ask you your name.
I'm sorry, I'm Greg Gladman.
Greg, thanks a lot for taking a few minutes, folks. Check it out, Mobile Speak 4. If you're... you're in Windows Mobile or Symbian, it's a great technology, so give it a run. Do you got a trial evaluation period?
Yeah, people can download the trial on the website, install it, and get a 30-day activation with no problem.
Very good. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Great, thank you.
All right, from ATIA for Cerro Talk and SAMNet Radio, this is Michael Off.